This is 95.8, Tiringa Sprees. G'day, Mark and Jolene here. It's 10 to 8.
Now, unfortunately, around the country, you know, we've ended up having a few disasters close to home. The Edgecombe floods and the Rotorua floods as well, not that long ago. And one of the things that I think broke a lot of people's hearts in these situations was the fact that animals had to be left behind, you know, and it's just tragic. And, you know, we all love our pets so much and then you worry so much what's happened to them. So an organisation has been set up. It's called Animal Evac New Zealand, and it's all about trying to get the animals out in these situations. So we found out they're holding a course in Tauranga on the 25th of August. So we're catching up with Steve from Animal Evac New Zealand. Steve, what's this course about?
Well, this course is about engaging the community and getting them to be part of the solution so that in future disasters such as Edgecombe, we've got a community that is locally based, ready, prepared to make sure that no animals are left behind, as we saw, unfortunately, with Edgecombe.
Mm. Steve, if there was one piece of advice, and we were talking about prevention, helping your animals out in a situation, say, like Edgecombe, if a tsunami struck, to help your animals, what would it be, Steve?
Well, the first thing is always take your pets. So many people have to or end up returning or trying to illegally return to rescue their pets. So it's really important that if it's not safe for you, it's not safe for them. Always take your pets. And the other great bit of advice is always ensure that all your pets are microchipped, from rabbits to guinea pigs to cats to dogs. Having them microchipped, their details up to date with the Companion Animal Register, make sure that they can get home safely if they are displaced.
People, I presume you've done these courses already elsewhere. What's the reaction been from people that have done the course once they're finished?
Well, I've run these types of courses before when I was with the SPCA and also with the University of Canterbury. This is the first time it's been run under the Animal Evac brand. People usually walk away quite sort of blown away by, I suppose, the myths around animals in disasters. And they usually walk away with some simple ideas to make sure that their pets are kept safe in future emergencies. I mean, simple storms, for example, making sure that you bring your animals inside, because if you do evacuate, you generally don't have the time to find them. Mm. And making sure you've got a pet carrier for each cat, because usually only one cat gets sick at a time to go to the vet.
Yeah.
So having multiple pet carriers is really important.
Yeah. So how do people find out more about the course and sign up?
Great. Well, they can check out more about Animal Evac at animalevac.nz, where there's information about volunteering and also donations.
Yeah, and of course this course is in Tauranga, 25th of August. Steve, thanks so much for your time this morning. You have a wonderful day.
Great, thank you very much, team.
Awesome.
Look forward
take
to having
care.
You in Tauranga next month. Hey, it's 7 to 8 if you're on your way to work. For an 8 o'clock start in Tauranga, we'll let you know how the traffic is flowing around Tauranga's hotspots in just a few minutes on 95.8 Tauranga Sprees.